Hold Zanny up.
Put this
perks.
On the jaw. Zannies and
if
perks.
If a nigga take a Zanny and nigga take a perk, they have fucking like a 75% chance of dying. And then if they drinking, that shit like 100% chance of dying. If they go to sleep, their heart can just stop and they sleep.
Mm.
That's why niggas like die in they sleep. My bull died fucking on the motherfucking bus. Died on the bus taking a motherfucking perch.
Damn.
I'm trying to tell you, man, y'all got to leave that shit alone, man. Like them perks, that shit, them pills ain't even for black people. That shit was for the white people. White people was taking that shit. They know how to take that shit like science. They cut that shit up. They don't even pop it. They don't even take it through their mouth. They put it in their nose. The white people chop that shit up like it's coke. You ever see that shit? And they snort their pills. And they be on it. They be looking at, what's this? They know all their pills, too. Oh, no, man. This is a collage pen, man. This is a muscle relaxer, man. I don't want that, man. Muscle relaxer. What is this going to do for me? You think a black person think they got something, and all you got is a fucking muscle relaxer. Mm. You know what
I'm
saying? Like, niggas don't know it's certain Zannies that's stronger than the blue Zannies. You know what I'm saying? It's different colors that's stronger. But everybody want the blues, though.
All that shit fuck you up.
All that shit fuck you up. Blues give you seizures. If you take too many of them, they give you seizures. When you try to come up off of them.
Damn.
Yep. If you take blues every day, and if you stop taking blues, you'll have a seizure. That's crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I ain't had a seizure. Yep. Taking a fucking
break. Slide to the shot.
Damn.
It's only got like an hour. Shot to a little shot.
Man, I gotta get my life.
Because of this virus? We always
all my bills ain't go up.
Okay. The virus.
So the virus not stopping no bill. Niggas gotta get out of here.
The virus is serious, though. We gotta
keep
you up.
They just over exaggerated. You really gotta sit there and watch CNN, bro.
Dirty all
the
way up until now.
People start dropping like flies.
Stop, yeah, that's just I'm right in the picture. In a tub full of all fucking sanitizer.
So how are they going to give out bill deferments?
I seen movies people drop like bill deferments.
Are they going to allow us to use electric for free and all that? Gas and water for free, how we?
We talking about that already.
I'm going to say Skinner again.
But they're talking about a whole month lockdown. What's
gonna
happen at the end of
the month? I'm
gonna ask
you
to niggas' eyes. Is it something in the system that's telling the systems, the PICOs, the PGW? Is this something in there that's saying virus, let these people wash for free,
for a couple months,
cook, eat, and wash clothes and run the bills up? For however long they got this shit shut down for.
Niggas start dropping like flies. Nobody.
What's the remedy for us?
The world gonna shut down.
What's the remedy for us paying bills?
The world gonna shut down, bro.
I'll go to Egypt.
Yeah, I'm out.
Nothing but a few hundred and eight. They ain't suspend those flights.
See, I'm going to fucking desert.
They ain't suspend no flight to Egypt. I just seen one for 3:30.
Yo, they locking this shit down.
No, but they're saying if they stop coming to work, the world going to shut down. Like, people really start dying from this shit.
Yo, what if they shutting the world? Like,
yeah!
What if this shit?
What if they shutting the world down? Like, Ben, what if this it? Ben,
oh, shit, that's
great. What if this is it? Doom, 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 doom.
They teach you how to use it. We're not going to stay here and protect you, but this is how you use the M16. One per household. A couple of handguns.
But the world. What? What would
North
that be
Korea,
for?
North Korea and you're Russia over there. North Korea and Russia over there.
And? What they going to do?
They going to war. They going to war. They going to war.
That's heaven.
North Korea, man.
What
are
you talking about? What they going to come in here and do? The door open. We can see a Korean coming through here with a gun. Now it's up to you. What you going to do?
Yeah, that's not the Koreans that we got to worry about. It's the people that live out here. They can go crazy. And they can go paranoid.
Yeah,
and they get paranoid. Here, they get paranoid. They can just start.
That's more logically happening.
You got to stay in the house. You know, people out here get crazy when they all they think they about
but
to
if
die,
they get paranoid and start shooting, how is that going to help the coronavirus?
Not shooting in general. Like
going the job crazy. Is to eradicate the coronavirus.
Riots.
It's not to hurt each other.
You know
it's
what
not
it was?
To...
You know, they're not saying that they just want us to imagine if the coronavirus spreads and everybody's going to go to the hospital, they're not going to have enough space for them in the hospital.
They ain't going
to
have enough.
They're telling us to not to touch each other and all that shit, but we don't have to spread it, but we don't have to go through that.
Yeah.
Even though it makes a little sense.
We don't got enough medicine.
But we don't have enough medicine, enough space for everybody in the world. You get what I'm saying? So that's why they out here telling us. Chill the fuck out. Don't touch nobody.
Just to say the virus is being passed through money. Most of you niggas will be just fine.
Well, yeah, I ain't getting it. I'm broke than a motherfucker.
Yeah, I ain't getting it.
I'm broke than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
But you can touch your brother.
Nigga, you can touch anything. You can touch outside and catch it.
They live on plastic and still for like 2 to 3 days.
No, I'm straight. Crack, no, I'm straight. I ain't got it. Go ahead and just count the deli out for this one. That's why I said most of you niggas would be fine. I bet you won't repost that. I'ma get up there and repost it. Hey, I'ma be quite fine. I'm broke. No money touching for the deli. Cash at me. It's like, no. I ain't even got a cash at.
You don't have to make one.
I'm scared of all that.
No, that's it. It's cool, bro. Cause I'm on that, and I'm on that. Cause I'm gonna
get the house. I gotta see how that shit turned out. Digging this. Like Cash App, Venmo. 10 years later, some shit gonna change.
You gonna get it through Cash App? Yo, we gonna get the Budweiser flu. Through Cash App, fellas.
Let me see your eyes.
Henny flu. Cash App the Henny flu.
Definitely gonna come
scanning this. I'm surprised I ain't hear it in no rap shit. You know everybody's so deadly.
I think Chris said something about it.
You know everybody's so deadly.
Chris said something about it.
I'm anthrax. I'm anthrax in the envelope. Don't open your mouth. But the bills are still gonna come. Look at that. A way to jam somebody up. Hey, don't open your mail. You might get anthrax. But the bills are still gonna come. So if you don't pay, if you don't open the bell, you don't know what the bill do. Can't pay him. You're gonna sit in the dock. You think you good? Benjamin. You're gonna sit in the dock. And they gonna be like, well, you should have paid your bill. Well, I can't open the mail. Who told you that? That's when all of you can't listen to all the real information come out. People got ghost information and kapooey.
That's fucked up.
I'm just letting you know how this thing go. This shit taking people out in 2 weeks.
But it's so crazy because the people that control the electric is going to have to pay overtime because everybody wants to use an electric. So
that's what you mean they're going to pay overtime.
My thing is, why do I see blood to see something's worth done?
You telling the owners to pay out their pocket,
you know what I'm saying?
Overtime.
Explain it to me.
Like, why do people want to see deaths that really believe
us
to believe something is true?
I'm talking about the electric company right now.
Like people cool. Like, I ain't gonna believe it. I
see it.
I'm talking about the electric company right now.
Real rest.
Yeah, what it takes for.
Because why can't they? And the gas company. Y'all made millions of dollars already. Y'all made it. Why can't y'all just pay y'all workers and just say, you know what?
Billions of dollars. Muff, but they can't do that. They can't just pay their workers and say, all right.
Muff on nuts. No bill to this.
That's going to fuck they chicken up. They ain't fucking up. They chicken.
You got NBA players paying the stadium they play in solid. Why the gas company and electric company just can't into the drone nothing?
Cause man, this thing built off capitalism.
I heard
like it really gotta start being like everybody dropping to them and say, alright, stay in the crib.
I ain't standing on. And if I die, what? Guess what?
No, but I'm saying, like...
No, I'm saying, look, the people gotta understand this.
Bro,
you can't avoid death. You can wash your hands. You can wash your eggs.
Go on your phone on your egg. Pull out for the access cards. This is how I keep doing. Yeah, we sending everybody $1,000. As long as the city shut down, you get $1,000 a month. Shop online. Pay your bills online.
You can't even get shit from certain places.
How? What if they don't deliver?
The only people that should be.
What if the delivery drivers? How? They
got the
app.
Got the app. You order
it. That's the way we got it. Delivery nigga. They deliver the shit.
That's my way of how they shut it down. Like they really send everybody access cards. Put your bread. That's the only way they're gonna be able to give everybody money.
You can't go nowhere.
That's why they're gonna pay you to stay in the house. They're gonna pay your bill because Pico ain't gonna shut it down.
Yeah, but even if they give you a car with $1 million, what you gonna spend?
No, they ain't gonna do no million.
But what are you gonna spend?
What you gonna spend it on? You can't go outside.
You gonna have to pay your bills and order food.
They could pay it.
Or
you
order,
can't order no food.
Walmart do delivery, order groceries through Walmart. I'm telling you.
You
can stay in the crib and order online.
Right, that
shit comes to the front door.
You're gonna be supporting shit like that. You're gonna be go pub all day. You ain't fucking hitting up for the Walmart like you.
So what happens when Gold Pump and all this shit is backed up?
They got grocery store.
It ain't enough motherfucking people.
They got Lysol.
I think the world just going to shut
down. They got broom.
They selling fucking Lysol. You can only buy two at a time.
Work.
Man, that's it.
So they don't want you to live that long.
2 cases of water.
That's what they gonna do. People start dying, I'm telling you. Get an excess car, $1,500 a month.
And all the cheap water.
Until this shit is over. I'ma have my excess car. ATM.
You got fucking bad people in this place.
Still not chilling.
Close the door, the virus is out there.
Shit in here too.
Go ahead,
Pomona. Go ahead, Pomona.
Shit. Yeah, man. They gonna be like, oh, bitch, you dying from something else. This ain't the virus. This the other thing. You got the pneumonia. Like they told Bruce Lee his teacher died, he started punching niggas in the stomach till they died. He said it was pneumonia. That's what the report said. He said it was bullshit. He said he was well. There was nothing wrong. How can a healthy man die? He said, you shut up. That nigga Bruce Lee got on his ninja John. He started, why did you kill my teacher then? Why did you kill my teacher?
Like 17.
Yo, Bull couldn't even do that. He just was out. Book did he do that, and then he just died. Like,
yo, Giannis the fastest scorer.
He didn't even know he guilty. He wanted the answer. He just wasn't answering what he wanted. Quick enough. I'm trying to tell you what happened to your teacher.
I mean, the same way.
This is strong,
fucking
hell. Yeah. He said, you are Japanese. He said, yes, so what?
Yo, that was some weird shit. You know how he told, he could tell he was a Japanese man? From his nipple. You didn't see it? And he zoomed up and on his chest. And he was like, you're Japanese. He was like, yeah, so what?
Oh, shit.
Who, Bruce Lee?
Yeah, it's on Chinese Connection. You know, I do that. I watch those shows. I'm a channel 48 kid. I'm gonna die that way.
I mean, he looked like he was...
I tried to grow out of it. Listen, man, you too old. They saying, looked it. It's not looked it.
Yo, that's a bad joke.
I don't want to hear it no more, man. Looked it. Man. Come on now, man. Look, we trying to get forward.
No,
man.
That's L.
No, look, he shouldn't make up words, look, that's man. L. That's a compound word that's right L. there. That's looked it. Looked it.
He looked it.
Philosophy with the D.
That's how I said, look. See, you're not understanding. I just told you we trying to get forward in life, man. We ain't got time to be set back with the language. We're trying to get forward in life.
Yeah, him.
You don't remember when he said that?
Pass the flag. How is that hard? Pass the flag. Don't matter how you pass, you can't just stay all in secondary school. I'm just a blank mom. Skip him. He too old to be here.
Bro, we can't have him around these kids.
He's gonna contaminate you. I was 8, 16, on my 17. I'm out of that. You were 16 going on 17. And you was in 11th grade for the 8th time. And he was sick of
me. I ain't even hit the 11. 10 to 12.
He was sick of me.
10 to 12. I was gone. Like Uncle Elroy.
Oh, cuz you would have been too old.
I was gone.
If you had graduated when you were supposed to, you'd have been too old. You'd have fucked their numbers up.
No, what if I would have gone?
Mm-hmm. If you were 16 in the 10th grade.
I was 15.
Nigga!
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 When I was 16.
You supposed to be graduating. You know what I'm saying?
No child left behind.
That's what it was. No child left behind. Yeah, you thought you won when they said skip. They was just catching you up the way you were supposed to be. No child left behind. They just was catching up. They just caught him up where he was supposed to be. Yeah, hey man, you so smart.
No, because everybody that was older than me, they graduated
before you.
After me, I graduated first.
You graduated first.
Yeah, then my whole class. I was supposed to have been class of 2010 or 2011. I'm telling you.
You was at the end of the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
You was right there. You ain't even there.
I was in fifth.
Your whole class went to the bathroom.
We had like...
In high school.
Our classes was like 40, 30 minutes. We had like 15 classes a day. I'm telling you.
15?
All right, look. 15 when you left out the day. Door after school, right? You're not allowed to walk.
It's on walk.
It's on walk. That shit wasn't happening.
I mean, that's a walk.
You're not allowed to do that, man.
I'm trying to think. I never got the.
He go to that
I did. I got the two shorts once they came out. That's when I was on Air Jersey Street.
All right.
But I was
on. One more question. Did you have one to help me? Not,
the big helmet.
Yeah, the extra cushion. Like,
you got a helmet on right now.
You look like you. Yes.
You got a helmet on right now.
You got some curls up. Curls up, man.
Yes,
yeah, right. You got yeah. That on right now. Damn, bitch. Black and a new brush,
man. I got
a
fine new brush.
Your ass is
buying reason with
no brush.
He said, right now.
Yeah, I need the right brush.
So hard.
You ain't got
nothing. Anyone else do the same. Anyone, they all do the same. I mean, I seen waves crazy. Back in the
80s. Yeah, with the corner store brushes.
The niggas used to carry it in their pockets.
Man. Bristles be all folded up because that shit
Kind of like, yeah. Niggas still get to it.
You look for the wind. You look for the wind.
Yeah, man, whichever way that shit went, you like, all right, well,
niggas still get to it. Ooh, book from the golden ages, man. He don't even know about the slant bristles. Yo, that's crazy. You ain't hip to the slant bristles. Yo, you are young. I mean, I thought it was a game.
No, I know about it.
See, that'd be lying.
No, because I'm not. No, past that. That's when you used to be in school. You got the brush in the cell phone, but you sit on that motherfucker, you fall asleep, you wake up.
No, this was before the cell phone. This was before the cell phone.
This cell phone probably went for shit for the look.
They just had the brush in their back pocket.
I was smarter than that. Like he started talking about the shirt pockets or the jacket pockets.
No,
shirt pockets.
You ain't graduated.
I put mine in.
Man, why you lying to me?
My brush would be right here.
You said you were supposed to graduate
11,
right?
Well, it's 09.
09?
It was 2010, 11, and now it's 09. We really don't know.
All right, so you're supposed to graduate.
09, I graduated.
11.
Lincoln Tech.
Lincoln Tech? Lincoln slash Swenson? Like, he was out Northeast?
Wow.
He was out the Northeast?
What the fifth?
36 on Market. Medical assistant.
That's what
I saw. But I graduated high school. Then I went to medical assistant school.
Wait, how did you get there?
Because I got under my education.
No, how did you get there in conversation?
High school. I got 2 degrees. I meant a diploma.
He been around how I've been too long.
Yo, I need to get high.
That's
so
why when he get too high, he get tripping too. They both be tripping together. They be tripping. They be them niggas be with each other. Nah, that's real shit, man. I ain't never did
it. No, you co-sign that bullshit he be saying.
Listening.
No, you keep co-signing that shit. Y'all think we around each other too much.
That's what I'm saying. How you just listen to that and not be able to be like, what? Like,
you my man. I'm not going to let you fuck it. If y'all ain't talking that
dumb shit. World.
People get how they look at the world.
You can. This nigga always talking about what you can't do. The point is to bring them back to the reality.
See? And you look.
See? Uh-huh. Two worlds. These two worlds. Who are you world alike?
Yeah.
Some shit ain't opinion.
Only some shit is opinion.
Most things, when you got the facts, you got the facts. But if you ain't got the facts, then you might as well let people keep their opinion. If you ain't got the facts,
I'm gonna right listen here. To that.
I see what time that is. Leading down the wrong road.
Alice is a and you letting
what the nations or Malcolm X? The final call.
The final call.
Thomas speaks.
You want to do the final call?
What?
You want to do a wrap up?
Oh, that's just what the wrap up call. Like if the
you
final
if,
call?
If you could if you can come up with the front page story, like what would it be?
I would say that God is real and that you need to take this point in time to sit down, reflect, and reevaluate what's going on and what's important in your life. Straighten out all of your priorities and all of that. And your number one priority is making the creator of the whole entire world number one in your life. Once we go back to him, everything else gonna be easy money. Everything else gonna be easy money because only through him we gonna have peace and tranquility. Only through him we gonna know how to deal with each other. Only through him we gonna know how to eat. Only through him we gonna know how to be healthy and everything else. He got all the guidelines set there. And I'm talking about God. I ain't talking about being Muslim or being this or that. We could do that at another time, but I'm just talking about the most important thing is accepting the Creator right now. And I think he giving us that opportunity, another opportunity to accept him before it's too late. And that's what this virus is all about. That's the reason why can't nobody find no answers. Can't nobody understand where it came from, how it came, how he get it, how it spreads. They can't stop it. They don't know what to do with it because it's a plague and it comes from the Creator. Now, eventually we're going to find the answer, but we got to get better first. It's no answers to nothing that's going on in humanity. Not the murder, the black on black killing, not none of that if God not involved, because that's the only way we're going to know how to deal with each other. The first murder happened. God told you about it. Told you how he killed him. Told you how they got buried, all of that. And it's been on ever since. But since the further you get away from that, further you get away from God's call, the more chaotic you're going to be. If you don't fear what created you, you don't fear nothing in the whole entire world. So my final call from the deli, from Philly Block Talk, my final call would be return back to the creator of the world and we'll all get better. I don't think that we should fear anything man-made. The fear is what can destroy you forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That it won't be a hereafter for you. That's what we should fear. Not nothing man-made, because all of this stuff is secure for. Whether we got the money for it or not, but you know, that don't mean that it ain't a cure for it because we don't have the money for it. That just means we can't afford it. But God take care of his people. We turned our back on him. So that's all I got to say.
He said y'all turned y'all back on him.
I hope I ain't say y'all. I hope I said we. Because I don't want to make it seem like I'm exempt from nobody. Like, you know, I'm just now coming back around to the board. I'm just happy I am that I was one of the ones that wasn't left to come back around. Because some people's leaderboard, you could take that. Some people leaderboard and never come back. They don't never give a fuck no more. Just be that. And they think they got the answers to everything, but you don't. You ain't got the answers to everything, and you never gonna have the answers to everything, because they ain't how we designed. You designed to be limited.
Designed to be limited. So you think people don't be satisfied?
Nah. think people be satisfied. Because in America, America is leading the world in suicide. And America is, what's stronger than America? We got all the technology here. We got all the money here. We got, it's here where people got three cars, two and three cars. I know I do. I got three of them. Got two trucks and a car. It's over here, people got more than two pairs of sneakers. I know I do. I'm up in my 70s and 80s, and I was more than that. I gave shit away. But it's here that people know. If you hungry right now, you got money in your pocket, you can go get something to eat. You can take your family something to eat. If you ain't got money in your pocket, there's food in there somewhere that you can eat. It's here that we know that. It's guaranteed almost, man. That's how sure, man. We supposed to say, God willing, we'll get to this place, that place, or God willing, we wake up. But we almost so sure that these things gonna happen that we don't say that at all. We just arrogantly talk like, all right, I see you tomorrow. Like, you know for sure you gonna make it from here to home. You don't know. You don't know if you gonna see me tomorrow. That's the reason why Muslims say, inshallah, I see you tomorrow. God willing, I see you tomorrow. Because it's up to the will of God. Now, satisfaction. Colleague Broder hung himself right outside of an air conditioner with a bunch of things in his room. Closet full of clothes, all that. These third world countries where people, whole entire families is homeless. Living in the street. Don't have no money. Ain't ate in days. Ain't had clean water, all of that, and there ain't no suicide rate there. There's no suicide rate there. They die from being sick, malnutrition, and all that. But killing themselves, taking their own lives, they rather go through that every day. I rather live on this earth and in the street, hungry with my entire family, than kill myself. That's a Western thing. That's here. Spoiled motherfucking rotten people. They got everything and still upset. It's still here that they got millionaires with millions and millions of dollars and they still commit suicide like Robin Williams. Not nowhere in third world countries. They don't commit suicide and they don't even have what we have. So yeah, people not satisfied at all. We arrogant, bro. We think we the shit. We think we more than what we really are. I'm telling you. The answers is all on Instagram. Anything you want to. You want to know what type of women that we dealing with? Look on the gram. You want to know where our mindset is? Look on the gram. You want to know what's more important to us? Look on the gram. A gram tell you everything. Gram tell you everything.
That's scary, man.
Gram tell you everything about what's going on with us today. What is our mindset on? Money. Look on the gram. Everything is chasing the bag, chasing the bag, chasing the bag. It's no social nothing. It's no coming together. It ain't no linking up. It ain't no none of that. All that shit is don't trust him. Watch out for him. Look out for your day ones. Your day ones do you dirty first. Everything is separation. They pushing everybody like this. Pretty soon, everybody had nobody around them. I don't want nobody around me.
And they gonna colonize it again.
But it's us doing it. We doing it to each other. We doing it to ourselves. We keep putting that shit up on Instagram like it's cute because you get 100 likes. And beating that shit into the heads of people. To be isolated, to be alone. Don't trust this person. Don't trust. How we gonna live on this earth not trusting nobody? How? You have to trust people. You have to.
Everybody I know not even in position not to be dealing with nobody.
You can't not deal with nobody. Like, how you going, how? How we going to do business? How we going, how you not going to deal with nobody? That makes no sense. That don't add up. That's just some rap shit. That's just some shit rappers say and people listen to it and follow it. They take that shit as law and they follow it. But what kills me is, man, we'll blindly follow doctors.
You ain't even never had to meet this motherfucking doctor before. You don't know this doctor track record. Nothing. But you will go to him just because you don't want to be in pain no more. You don't give a fuck if he a witch doctor. He say he can get you out of pain, you won't go to him. Blindly. But you got direction. That God sent. And nobody will listen to him. You won't blind follow him. We'll blind follow some fucking rapper. Rapper be clearly lying. God ain't never told no lies. He told you gonna starve. He said you gonna feel pains of hunger. It's gonna be times when you feel hungry. Everybody in this motherfucker could tell me a time when they was hungry. Damn, hungry as shit. We say it at some point in time every day. Mm-hmm. Hungry as shit. God said that. He said it's gonna be times when you gonna be feeling pain, hunger pains. God said it's gonna be. He said it's gonna be people that leave. Now I'm gonna send them something so perfect, and it's gonna be people that's gonna leave that.
That's it.
They gonna leave it, even though it's gonna be perfected. People will leave it, and he said, I ain't worried about that, because for every individual that leave, I'm gonna replace him with nations. So now for every Muslim who stop practicing Islam or question it or say, who act like Islam need them, and we don't need Islam, and they be like, oh, I don't know about Islam no more. Look how many people say they Muslims. Some niggas ain't never took Shahada before. Niggas ain't never, don't know what Shahada is, can't say it. Don't know what it is, can't repeat it, nothing. And they be like, I'm Muslim. Some people got both Christian parents and don't know nothing about Islam, but just say they Muslim because they homies are. I heard one of my daughter friends, she know that we a Muslim family. She knows that. She comes over our house and eat all the time and shit like that. So, kids being kids, just talking. Look, before we eat, we say Bismillah because we Muslims. This little girl said, I'm a half Muslim. Knowing you can't be. She don't know that you can't be a half Muslim, but that's how lit it is. It's like, because God said, for every nigga that leave, I'm going to replace you with a nation of people. It's people don't know nothing about what they talking about. Little kids, my daughter, 10 years old, she said, her friend said, I'm a half Muslim.
One half Muslim, other half Christian.
But that's just the promise of God right there. That's just the promise of God right there. For everyone that leave, I'll replace you with a nation. People who want to be Muslims don't know what it's about. They just want to be a Muslim because they can grow a beard. And they can just, and Salah make them sound cool to them or something like that.
That was a little jab at the, who that was a jab at?
It's a jab at any nigga that just proclaimed to be something and don't know nothing about it. Like, that's weird to me anyway, for you to accept anything and not know nothing about it. It's weird to me to accept a religion. Like, look, our religion is so broad, so big, right, that we probably the only religion that's played with. Like, people don't... I don't know too many people that become Christian.
I feel like it's too much going on to practice. You gotta really not do nothing to practice. Like, it's hard to just practice in the middle of life.
See, that's a ignorant statement. That's a statement of an individual who do not know anything about Islam. You know the core of whatever it is you see or what you heard. But how is it hard to practice? And how many hours we got in one day?
24.
So out of 24 hours, it take 5 prayers. 5. You can't pray 5 times in 24 hours, bro. Your life that busy. Get out of my car, man.
It's more than that.
Get out of my car, man.
I'm saying keep practicing, like
practicing what? What can a Muslim do that normal people can't do? Or what can a Muslim can't do that normal people do? We eat.
we can't eat. Yeah. Like, what kind of practice that we have that just interrupts normal life?
Cell phones.
What about it? Muslims can't have cell phones?
No, I said it distracts. It distracts. All this is distracts.
Listen to me. What can a Muslim, what prohibits a Muslim from being a proper Muslim? You said it take too much to practice in normal life. Like what? What's an example?
I said technology.
So you telling me Muslims can't have technology?
No.
So
I'm saying it's a distraction.
How does technology take away from being a Muslim?
It don't take nothing away.
So we gotta exit that. We gotta exit the technology. Now I'm gonna go back to my question again. How does being a Muslim, you, Benjamin, made the statement. You said, I feel like it takes too much to practice in normal life. And I'm saying, what practices does a Muslim have to do, that he can't live a normal life? Like what?
You say his offerings. What I'm saying is more to it than
saying.
That.
That's what I'm saying. Y'all can't do nothing but hold us up for praying. And how you gonna be mad that we pray? We only pray 5 times. God asks us to thank him 5 times out of 24 hours. And somebody find that that's too much. That's arrogance, man. That's arrogance, man. But how much dumb shit do you do in the matter?
The world is going is making it harder. There's a lot of distractions.
There's no distractions, man. That statement, I'm going to tell you this. You can take it how you want, but I got to tell you, but the statement makes absolutely no sense. None. There is no way that you can't be a great practicing Muslim, that you can't obey the Lord and still live in this world, because the orders of the from the Lord was put in this world. It's just that no one decides to listen to him. All of you niggas wake up and do what the fuck y'all want to do. So when y'all bound to something, when you restricted to something, oh, it's too much. Always. You ain't put yourself here. You ain't put your mother or father here. And you could have been on a bed sheet. But you still got the audacity. Where did you find the audacity to say what's too much? Because if any given time God said, how dare he, I'd take his life right now. When you don't make it past them escalator steps, you gonna say it's unfair. You ain't have enough time on the earth. I'm only 20-something years old. Y'all niggas, man, are crazy. Look, that's chaotic, man. That's chaotic. That's a nigga not bound to nothing. He don't have no rules. And that's what America is. America is a place that fucks with your head. And it fucked with our head. We think we bigger than what the creator is. And we not. And he gonna prove it to you. I don't give a fuck who y'all think y'all is. How drippy, how fly. What kind of weed y'all think y'all smoke. Y'all gonna find out one day. Y'all not the all powerful, the almighty. Because y'all gonna die one fucking day. And y'all ass is gonna be in the grave with every bum, every rich man, every all that. Y'all gonna be the same fucking people, carcass. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Life still gonna go the fuck on. And y'all niggas gonna be in the grave swearing, damn, I wish I had more time on that fucking earth. Damn, I wish I could've did this. Damn, I wish I'd have did that. Damn, I wish I ain't make such stupid ass statements. Damn, 24 hours in a day and all I had to do was pray 5 fucking times. It don't even take 10 minutes. Damn. God damn. If I just had a minute left. If I could just see my daughter again. If I could just say this to my homie. If I could just, and that shit gonna be over. Your dumb ass gonna be right in the grave wishing woulda, shoulda, coulda, but can't. It's too fucking late. And the wisdom of that is you don't even know when it's going to happen. And I can see if we did. I can see if we did. Then you could have some kind of arrogance. But we don't even know when we're going to die. And we still talk about what's too much. That's insane. There's nothing here. That is nothing that a Muslim do. It's just that Muslims the only people who decide to try and follow what the religion say. That's what it is. It ain't that too, oh, it's just too much to practice. No, it's just that we the only ones that at least try to implement. Nobody's supposed to be eating pork. But because niggas could do what they want to do, because niggas could do what they want to do, they go eat pork. But guess what? When it comes to eating pork, if you ask a person, do you eat pork? Yeah, I ain't no Muslim. What do that mean? That just mean that we the only niggas that try and implement it. We the only niggas. Everybody else is religion by title. Everybody else, we the only niggas who actually try to put forth what we do. That's the reason why y'all always on our dicks. Every time we do something wrong, Muslims ain't supposed to do that. Muslims ain't supposed to do that. Y'all know shit about what you supposed to do. And you not a Muslim, but you know what Muslims not supposed to do. They know more about Islam than their own religion. They bullshit. I don't even listen to or want to be around motherfuckers like that. I tell you that. How about that?
That's the final call.